Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we're diving into something really cool. It's all about inpainting. Oh wow, inpainting. That sounds intriguing. I've seen it pop up everywhere lately, but honestly, I'm not entirely sure what it is. Great question. Inpainting is basically an AI technique that lets you fix messy parts of an image without starting from scratch. Think of it like digital bodywork for your images. If you have a beautiful shot but the background is a total mess, inpainting helps you keep the good stuff while erasing and regenerating the bad stuff. Okay, so it's like a digital magic eraser. But how does it actually work? Exactly. To break it down, you use a digital brush to paint over the part you want to change. That's what we call a mask. Then you tell the AI, hey, fix this. The AI looks at the pixels around that area and predicts what should be there based on your prompt. It's a fascinating mix of art and science. So it's not just copying and pasting from other parts of the image? That's really interesting. Right. Unlike traditional editing, which might use a clone stamp to copy pixels, inpainting generates new ones. It actually understands context, like how grass looks in different lighting, and creates realistic fills. That makes a lot of sense, but why is inpainting suddenly so popular this year? Well, the demand for clean, professional images has skyrocketed. The AI image enhancement market is projected to grow from $2.11 billion in 2024 to $2.45 billion in 2025. That's a huge jump. Wow, so it's not just a passing trend. Definitely not. Especially for e-commerce brands that need to refresh thousands of product images quickly. One company reported cutting their background retouching time from 6 to 8 weeks down to just 10 days, saving costs by 63%. That's a big deal when you think about meeting seasonal demands. Incredible. But I imagine it takes some practice to get it right, right? Absolutely. It's like trying to loosen a rusted bolt. You might not get it perfect the first time. It's a good idea to generate multiple variations and choose the best one. So, it's trial and error? Exactly. And here's a pro tip. Describe the lighting in your prompt when inpainting. If the lighting doesn't match your subject, the whole image can fall apart. That's a smart way to think about it. So, if someone's used to traditional editing tools like Photoshop, what's the real difference with inpainting? Well, traditional methods mainly copy existing pixels, which can look repetitive. Inpainting generates entirely new pixels, making for a much more natural look. Got it. But for those who are just getting started, what are some common mistakes they should avoid? Great question. One common mistake is what we call the halo effect. This happens when users don't mask closely enough to the subject, leaving a rim of the old background. It looks jarring. Oof. I can imagine that would stand out in a bad way, right? And another big issue is perspective mismatch. If you take a selfie at a high angle and then use a background shot at eye level, it just doesn't match up. Ah, that makes perfect sense. Is there anything else they should keep in mind? Yes. Resolution is crucial too. If you upload a massive image, the AI might downscale it, which can cause a loss of detail. It's often better to work in sections to maintain clarity. So inpainting isn't just a quick fix. It requires a bit of thought and planning, huh? Exactly. And as we look toward the future, we're even seeing advancements in video inpainting. Imagine applying all of this to moving footage. That sounds like a game changer for advertisers. I've heard that. AI-generated ads with refined backgrounds have shown increased conversion rates. Yes. Advertisers using AI inpainting have seen a 20% increase in conversions compared to static ads. It's all about making images more appealing and relatable. Wow, I'm really excited about where this technology is heading. It sounds like anyone can step up their editing game with inpainting. Absolutely. You don't need to be a graphic design pro anymore. Just a good eye and some patience with the tools can go a long way. So to wrap things up, if you've ever had a photo ruined by a bad background, give inpainting a shot. It might just save your project. Perfectly said. Thanks for tuning in today. We hope you learned something valuable about inpainting and how it can revolutionize your image editing. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.